KN4NUE, KN4RJM. KN4RNUE, this is KN4RJM. KO4NUE, KN4RJM.
Flint Station, this is KO4NUE. Go ahead, sir.
This is KN4RJM. Hey, Chad, what do you know?
Nothing much, just sitting here listening to my whippoorwill. I got my video out. Sent Larry a text so he could hear my whippoorwill. It's kind of a big deal around here when it shows up.
This is KN4RJM. Well, yeah, I'd like to hear that. I saw your video raising that antenna. I thought that was kind of a cool bit of engineering you did there.
Yeah, Roger that. Well, I'm glad you got it. I sent it to you last week and kind of got tied up. But you reckon I could get a telescope mounted to that?
What you mean to the tripod you had?
What?
Well, I suppose based on what I know of the telescope you got, you have to build a base plate for it to hook it on there. But that tripod's a little high. I don't know how you'd be able to get to the eyepiece without standing on your wife's shoulders or something.
I could figure something out, I guess. But at any rate, I got two whippoorwills. Like, the whippoorwills got me distracted. We got a female that she starts hollering about this time of year, or the male does, and it takes a couple of weeks to hear the male answer. So we finally heard him answer, the female answer the call tonight, so we're out here listening with bated breath to see if they move.
This is KN4RJM. So love is in the air is what you're saying. Well, you keep listening there, buddy. I just want to make sure this thing was working. I saw you were up and thought I'd holler at you. When's the grandbaby due?
December 29.
I will mark that date on my calendar.
Marked. I'm counting the days.
Well, it kind of sucks having a birthday that close to Christmas, you know.
It's fine. It'll be just fine. Lewis, my oldest son, he started his first day at work today. So his wife sent us a picture of him all dressed up in his suit. He's got a nice two-piece suit, got a little tie on. I mean, that young man is spiffy, and he's, first day into the workforce, and he's, we're just all excited for him.
This is KN4RJM. What's he doing?
Sources.
Cut out there. Say again.
Human resource officer. Kinda.
This is KN4RJM. Yeah, I've met a few of those in my time. Can't say as I enjoyed any of them, but I won't hold that against him.
Admit it's probably not the most popular career field, but he's good at talking, so I guess that's as good a job as any.
This is KN4RJM. Well, the closest you and I ever came to those was, personnel sergeants, and I didn't find one. I never met one of those who's worth his weight in spit.
There's that. But, John, let me clear on out of here so she can get her paperwork ready. And nice talking to you. KN4RJM, KO4NUE, 73, John.
This is KN4RJM, 73. I am clear.
The Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Yankee Papa, KO4RYP. My name is Anna, and my location is Campobello. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border, near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic for the net? Please call KO4RYP. Announcements or bulletins for the net, please call KO4RYP. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAG 2 portion. Tonight, we will begin the roll call portion of the net with those who use the pre-check feature on the website. I'd like to welcome Mr. Andrew from Simpsonville W2AMD, Mr. Mel from Prosperity K4XMR, Mr. Fred from Traveler's Rest W4FCM, Ms. Isla from Traveler's Rest N4IEI, Mr. Ben from Simpsonville KO4ZEW, Mr. Pat from Malden K4OSH, Mr. Tony from Asheville N4ASW, Mr. Andy from Table Rock, KI4LZI. Mr. Jack from Greenville, KJ4UHF. Mr. Don from Piedmont, KG4PFI. Ms. Linda from Piedmont, KG4QLQ. Mr. David from Southern Greenville County, KF4NXY. Ms. Marie from Southern Greenville County, AF4SX. And Mr. Landon from Easley, KG4WNP. We appreciate all those that used the pre-check feature on the website. Next, we will move on to the Echolink stations. Echolink stations only are invited to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net by calling KO4RYP.
KO4RYP, please check in. Kilo, November 4, Romeo, Juliet, November, John, Brown Summit, and I'll hang around.
Net control, Alpha 4, Gulf Hotel, Missoula, Montana, negative and negative.
This is KO4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to first go ahead and check in my husband, Chad, KO4NUE. He's here with me tonight in the ham shack. And next, I'd like to welcome Mr. John in Brown Summit, KN4RJN. Mr. John, I'll be back to you for some comments in just a little bit. I'd also like to welcome AA4GH, Mr. Gus, in Missoula, Montana. Thank you for stopping by via Echolink tonight, sir. Hope you've had a great day. Are there any additional Echolink stations wishing to check in? Please call KO4RYP.
KA4RYP, I believe that's what it was. Please check in. KD4JIK, Randall, up here in Asheville, North Carolina. Studying for my general tonight, so I'm going to be in and out.
K4RYP in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome Mr. Randall up in Asheville, KD4JIK. Thank you for stopping by, and good luck with your studies tonight. All right, tonight being Monday night, we'll begin our RF check-ins with the Echo Through Hotel Group. So any station with the suffix of your call beginning with the letters E through H, please call KO4RYP.
Whoopi. And all on the net, we check in Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray, KO4HKX. That's Patrick. I'm at home in Penrose. I have no comment, no traffic. Thanks for calling the net.
4RYP. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4EZN, Harry in Kettler, North Carolina. I'll be negative tonight. Thanks.
KO4RYP in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome KO4HKX, Mr. Patrick, up in Penrose. Thanks for stopping by, Mr. Patrick. Hope you've had a productive day today. I'd also like to welcome KC4EZN, Mr. Harry in Candler. Sounded good tonight, Mr. Harry. Thank you for stopping by. Any additional stations, Echo Through Hotel, please call KO4RYP.
4RYP. in Kilo, Quebec 4, Golf India Kilo, Wayne and Etowah. I'll be in and out. 73.
For RYP and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, I'd like to welcome KQ4GIK, Mr. Wayne in Etowah. Thank you for stopping by tonight, sir. I hope you're doing well. All right, we're going to move on up to our next section of the alphabet, India through Lima. Any station with the suffix of your call beginning I through L, please call KO4RYP.
RYP. Kilo, Kilo 4. Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I am James, and I'm up on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. It's where I'm going to be negative and negative, saying 73s for each one of you.
OIP, check in, Whiskey 4, India, Oscar Echo, Zed in Fletcher, North Carolina. Hannah, good evening to you and Chad. Chad's been out there listening to a whiffle wheel. Anyway, I heard him say that. Anyway, Yana, thanks for calling that. Good evening to everyone on that. No traffic, no comments.
OIP, thank you for calling the net tonight. Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo, Charlie, 4, Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Donna will be in and out, but I'll be here for a comment. Good evening to everybody. 73.
RYP. Now please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor. KO4JKV. This is Duncan up in Asheville. No traffic, no comment. Thanks for holding the net.
For RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome Mr. James up in Tuxedo. Thank you for stopping by tonight, Mr. James. Hope you have had a good day. And Mr. Sid over in Fletcher, W4IOE. Good to hear you tonight, sir. Hope you are doing well. Next, I'd like to welcome KK4JBQ, Mr. Larry, and he brings along his lovely wife, Ms. Donna, KC4MFK, and they are over in Greer tonight. Mr. Larry, please tell Ms. Donna I said hello, and I will be back to you, sir, for some comments in just a little bit. Next, I'd like to welcome our other Monday Night Net controller, Mr. Duncan, up in Asheville, KO4JKV. Thanks for stopping by tonight, sir. Hope you've had a good day. Any additional stations, India through Lima, wishing to check in, please call KO4RYP. This is KO4RYP in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. All right, we're going to pause our stations for just a minute and go to EchoLink. EchoLink stations only wishing to check in. Please call KO4RYP.
KO4RYP. Please check in Kilo X-Ray 4, Whiskey Tango Foxtrot. My name's John. QTH is North Spartanburg County. I'll be negative and negative.
For RYP and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, I'd like to welcome KX4WTF, Mr. John, in Northern Spartanburg County. Thank you for stopping by tonight, sir. Hope you're doing well. All right, we're going to move on up to the next section of our alphabet. Any station wishing to check in with the suffix of your call, beginning Mike through Papa, M through P, please call KO4RYP.
RYP. KQ4HXP, Kilo, Quebec 4, Hotel X-Ray Papa. This is Chuck in Weaverville. I'll be in and out tonight.
RYP.
Quebec 4, Hotel X-Ray Papa.
RYP.
Evening, Anna and Chad. Please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo, Kilo 4, Delta, Mike, Whiskey, Rick, and her daughter, Kilo, Mike 4, Mike, Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative.
RYP. Who is this, Anna? Please sit in. Kilo 4, Oscar, India, Matt. Ralph and Edmund, I'll
4RYP. Good evening, Anna. Please check in. Whiskey Golf 4, Mike Charlie. That's WG4MC. Matt West of Greenville County. Be native and native. 73 to all the net. And tell Mr. Chad I said hello.
4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I would like to welcome KQ4HXP, Mr. Chuck, up in Weaverville. Thanks for stopping by tonight, sir. Hope you are doing well. Next, I'd like to welcome KK4ONO, Miss Lorena, over in Piedmont, and she brings along with her husband Rick, KK4DMW, and their daughter Michelle, KM4MOQ. Miss Lorena, thank you for stopping by. Please tell Mr. Rick and Miss Michelle we said hello. Next, I'd like to welcome W4IOM, Mr. Walt, in Inman. Sounding good, Mr. Walt. Hope you're well. And Mr. Matt in Western Greenville County, WG4MC. Thanks for stopping by tonight, sir. Hope you've had a great day. Any additional stations, Mike through Papa, please call KO4RYP. Nothing heard, so we'll slide on up to the next section of our alphabet, Quebec through Tango. Any station with the suffix of your call beginning Q through T, please call KO4RYP.
YP. Jan, please check in N0TR, November 0, Tango Romeo. My name's Tom. I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you and all on the net, and I'll be negative and negative, ma'am.
Please check in November 4, Sierra Mike Hotel, N4SMH. Josh in Greer. I'll be negative and negative tonight. Tell Chad we said hello.
4RYP. Please check in KO4QLG. This is Chris in Liberty. And I'll be negative and negative. Hey, Tom. 4RYP. Please check in Kilo Delta 4, Sierra Romeo Romeo. Robert, down in the Wild Kingdom, says howdy and 73s to everyone. And I have a couple of brief comments to make tonight, one of which is about your husband and the whippoorwill. Could it be a bad omen?
4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome N0TR, Mr. Tom over in Greer. Good to hear you tonight, sir. Please tell Miss Bernice I said hello. Next, I'd like to welcome Mr. Josh, also over in Greer, N4SMH. Good to hear you tonight, sir. Hope you are doing well. And KO4QLG, Mr. Chris in Liberty. Thanks for checking in with me tonight, Chris. Hope you've had a good day. And next, I'd like to welcome KD4SRR, Mr. Robert, down there in the Wild Kingdom. Mr. Robert, I'll be back to you for some comments. Can't wait to hear what you've got to say about the whippoorwill tonight. Thanks for stopping by. Any additional stations wishing to check in Quebec through Tango, please call KO4RYP. So we'll slide on up to the next section of our alphabet, Uniform through Zulu. Any station with the suffix of your call beginning U through Z wishing to check in, please call KO4RYP.
RYP, check in Kilo Alpha 5 Whiskey, Lima Lima, Kilo KA5WLL, Leroy and Taylor's, negative and negative. Good evening, Ann and Chad.
4RYP in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Well, Mr. Leroy, I believe you've got that section all to yourself tonight. I'd like to welcome KA5WLL, Mr. Leroy over in Taylor's. Thanks for stopping by tonight, sir. Any additional stations uniform through Zulu, please call KO4RYP. Unheard, so we'll slide on up to the patient group tonight, Alpha through Delta. Any station with the suffix of your call beginning A through D wishing to check in, please call KO4RYP.
KO4RYP. Control, please recognize Delta, Delta, Delta. That's
KO4. KO4RYP. Good evening, Anna. Thanks for calling in tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
RYP. Chad, please check in Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee Quebec, KB2, BYQ, Dave and Easley, Copy negative and negative tonight. Everybody have a good evening.
For RYP. And please check in. Kilo Mike for Bravo Lima Hotel. KM4BLH. The name is Kurt Charlina Farmer Romeo Tango. QTH Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
RYP. In, Ms. Anna, Mr. Chad and the net, please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride Joy. We're at home and easily, no traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening to you and Mr. Chad and all on the net.
KM4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I would like to welcome KI4DELTA. KI4DDD. I did not get your name or location, sir. Could you recheck with me?
Sorry, I may have a weak signal here. I'm on an HT. This is Kilo India 4 Delta Delta Delta. Name here is Alex Alpha Lima Echo X-ray, and I'm in Central. Central. Copy.
Now, Mr. Alex, thank you so much for rechecking. I'd like to welcome KI4DDD, Mr. Alex in Central. Thanks for stopping by. Hope you are doing well. I'd also like to welcome Mr. Dave over in Greer, W4DJW. Thank you for stopping by. I hope you've had a good day. And KB2BYQ, thank you for stopping by tonight. Hope you are well. And Mr. Kurt over in Greenville, KM4BLH. Always good to hear you on the radio, Mr. Kurt. And my good friend, Mr. Gary, KI4DOS, over in Easley, and he brings along my kindred spirit, Miss Joy, K3JOY. Gary, please tell Miss Joy I said hello. Hope you guys are doing great over on the plantation in Easley. Any additional stations, Alpha 3 Delta, wishing to check in, please call KO4RYP. Hertz. We're going to pause our RF stations for just a minute and turn to EchoLink. EchoLink stations only wishing to check in, please call KO4RYP.
KO4RYP, good evening, Miss Anna. Check in KA4PQA, Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen and Greenwood. Good evening to yourself, Miss Anna, all on the net, no traffic, no roundtable. And do Anna tell Chad hello.
K4RYP in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome Mr. Stephen over in Greenwood, KA4PQA. Mr. Stephen, thank you for stopping by, and Chad says to tell you hello. All right, now we're going to open it up to the big group. All stations wishing to check in, Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4RYP.
4RYP, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Papa, X-ray Bravo, Lloyd and Centerville. I'll be negative and negative.
4RYP. Please check in. Kilo, Oscar, 4, Golf, Uniform, November. Say again, Kilo, Oscar, 4, Golf, Uniform, November. Nelson, in Greenville, around Spartanburg, negative, negative.
RYP. This is W4 Foxtrot Hotel Juliet, Gene and Taylor's, negative and negative, over.
4RYP in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome KO4PXB, Mr. Lloyd, over in Simpsonville. Thank you for stopping by tonight, Mr. Lloyd. Please tell Ms. Tracy I said hello. I'd also like to welcome Mr. Nelson, en route from Greenville to Spartanburg, KO4GUN. Good to hear you tonight, sir. Please stay safe out there. And W4FHJ, Mr. Gene, over in Taylor's. Thanks for stopping by tonight, Mr. Gene. Hope you've had a good day. Any additional stations, all the way through the alphabet, Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4RYP. KO4RYP now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the RAC2 portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between RAC2s. First up on the stump tonight, we have KN4RJN, Mr. John and Brown Summit. How are things tonight, Mr. John?
This is KN4RJN. Well, it's cloudy up here, so you can't see squat, and I suspect it's probably not much better down your way. But if it is, you know, clear enough, you can go out and see some stuff. Look towards the east, southeast, up about 40-45 degrees. The bright star you see was Arcturus, which is the anchor point of the constellation Bootes, which is where our next meteor shower is coming out of. And if you look over towards the west, let's see here. Venus is still up, sitting right in between Castor and Pollux, the twins. And the moon is a little bit of his sliver, but he's still up, which will help out on the on anything else that you might want to look at. The moon's not washing it out. And if you go up and left of Venus, and you see up above almost even with Pollux, but further to the south is Mars is still up. As for any meteor showers coming up, I'll get to those here in just a second, but as is usual, I wind up talking too long and the repeater gets me, so I'm going to drop here for just a second. This is KN4RJN. The sun's been a little busy here the last few days, and we've had some CMEs, coronal mass ejections, headed our direction, and as a result, for the next 3 days, there is a 60% chance of a mild to moderate radio blackout, which you might run into. Anything greater than that, there's about a 20% chance tomorrow, and then a 10% chance the 24th and the 25th. So mild to moderate, you might experience some intermittent radio blackouts lasting minutes to maybe an hour. Anything greater than that, it goes a little bit further. But so if you have any difficulty over the next few days, that's why the sun's doing it to you. Meteor showers coming up in June is the June Bootids, which are actually active from June 2nd to July 2nd, so for an entire month, but it will in fact peak on June 27th, at which time the moon will be in its first quarter, so it won't be too terribly bad. The zenith hourly rate on those is variable. It just kind of depends. It's kind of a hit and miss thing. But again, it will be in the constellation Bootes. Your best chance is go out a little after midnight. The moon will be low in the southwest corner, and the shower's radiant will be fairly high in the northwest. They are bright, and they are relatively slow. So grab your lawn chair or your favorite beverage and go out and take a look at the sky on that evening, and I'll talk about that again, you know, before that happens. Other than that, not a whole lot. I was talking to Chad earlier, and I marked December 29th on my calendar for the arrival of your grandbaby. And, you know, they never come on time. They either come early or they come late, but I'll mark that date anyway, just in case. And and how goes it with the whippoorwills?
This is KM4RYP with KM4RJN and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Thank you for the star and sky report, Mr. John. I always look forward to that every night. And I'm going to mark that date on my calendar. Hopefully, we'll be able to see a meteor shower towards the 27th of June. The whippoorwills, it was the first night that we've heard one really, really close. So it's just been one of these things that Chad and I have always done when we just love to hear the whippoorwills when they return every year, you know, late spring, early summer. And I remember listening to them when he was deployed in Iraq, and there was something about it that was bittersweet listening to the whippoorwills by myself. And I remember writing to him and telling him I couldn't wait for him to come back home so we could listen to them together. So it's always a real special thing for me when I hear the first whippoorwill and when he's here to hear it with me. So that's our little whippoorwill listening thing that we do. I don't know when it actually started, but it's just one of our little things that we do.
this is KM4RJN. Yeah, our thing up here is the hummingbirds. When they come back and had the bird, had the hummingbird feeders hanging out there, one of them was leaking, and it was empty. And the only thing we attracted with that was ants, but we hadn't seen any hummingbirds. And I was sitting out on the back deck the other night, and one came by, and the empty one is the furthest from where I sit. So he went to that one first and saw there was nothing in it and kind of gave me a disgusted look and flew off. So I brought that one inside and moved one of the other ones over to that position that is not leaking, and hopefully they'll come back. But he was one of the noisy ones. Sounds like a bee on steroids. I heard him coming. But he's the only one I've seen so far this year. But hopefully as the weather gets a little warmer, they'll work their way back down here. You couldn't sit on the back deck last summer without seeing one, at least one, and there were two or three, and one was kind of territorial, and he chased the other ones off, but we had quite a few of various varieties, so that's kind of our thing up here.
We like our hummingbirds, too. My mother especially, you know, she lives with us, and she has several hummingbird feeders and loves to watch the hummingbirds, so she gets excited every year when they return this season. I feel like we usually have more by this time of year, but they have been kind of sparse so far. I've seen only one at a time, and in years past, and maybe I'm just remembering it's too early. Maybe they'll all return soon, but there's sometimes when there'll be five or six. Of course, they're hard to count when they're zooming all around, and they are loud and mean. My goodness, they are so territorial and will just chase each other away, and they're something else to watch.
This is KN4RGN. Yeah, I kind of remember them being here a little bit earlier last year, but it has been cool, so maybe that's part of it. I don't know, but yeah, and the loud ones, there are a few that are quiet. You don't hear them coming, but most of the ones that come around here, you know, sound like a bee on steroids. And if Walter's out on the deck with me, when one of them comes by, he wants to go inside. He doesn't want to mess with that. And usually he'll chase, you know, bees and wasps and flies and anything, try and snap at them. One of those things comes around, he wants to go inside. They actually scare him. So it's like, yeah, ours, we had one that was, he was a green-breasted thing. And he would hang out in the tree just off the deck and wait for another hummingbird to come and get to, you know, and we've got, you know, four or five feeders hanging out there. He'd wait till they came to one of them, and then he'd fly up and he'd chase them off, and then he'd go back to the tree. And it's like, you know, buddy, you know, there's plenty there to share. You don't have to chase everybody off. But he would. He was a mean little sucker.
It just cracks me up because I'm just that way. I'm like, please, there is plenty enough in the feeders for everybody. And if we run out, we'll make some more and put it out there. So, goodness gracious, they are territorial. And it does kill me when they just sit there and watch and wait for somebody to come up so they can just go buzz them away. And, like, just, they're just funny. Of course, my mom, for the longest time, she was like, look, they're playing. And I was like, I don't think they're playing. I think they're being incredibly mean to each other.
Is can for our jet. Yeah, they're not playing. That one wasn't. And he wouldn't even get a drink himself. He would just sit in the tree and wait for somebody else to come to, you know, his bird feeders and chase them off, and then he'd go back to the tree. And it was like, come on, pal. You know, you can share here. There's plenty. You know, it's not like we're going to run out. We got plenty of water. We got plenty of sugar. So it's, you know, but yeah, they are something to watch.
For RYP with KN4RJN, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. They really are. And every year we have this whole discussion at the end of the season as to whether or not we want to bring our feeders in or if we want to see if some of them want to winter over. Because we're kind of right on that, in that strip, that they could winter over with us, but sometimes it might not be the best. So we go back and forth, and we always end up just bringing the feeders in and letting them migrate south and then putting them back out when the weather warms up a little bit.
This is KM4RGN. Yeah, they disappear up here in the wintertime, but We've got one that I know of so far, so maybe the rest of them will show up here later. Yeah, I don't think he was the one that was so territorial, but he went to the bird feeder that was empty, of course, and didn't see anything in it, and he didn't want to try the other one, so he just flew off. So hopefully he'll let everybody else know that, yeah, we do have some out there, and they'll come back.
Keep me informed as to how your hummingbird population is coming along as the weather warms up.
Dan 4RJN. I will most certainly do that. I will keep you informed on meteor showers and hummingbirds. I'll make a note of that here right now. In any event, you tell Chad we said hey, and I'll say 73s and back on out of here, and you have a good evening. This is KN4RJN, and I am clear.
KN4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. Thank you, Mr. John. It's always a pleasure to talk with you. Hope you have a great rest of your week. All right, are there any stations wishing to check in? Any additional stations wishing to check in all the way through the alphabet? Please call KO4RYP.
4RYP. November 4, Juliet, Bravo, Mike, Jerry, and Campobello, negative and negative.
4RYP in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome in 4JBM, Mr. Jerry, over in Campobello. Thanks for stopping by tonight, Mr. Jerry. I appreciate it. Hope you are doing well. All right, we will continue on with the RAG 2 portion of our net tonight. And the next on the stump is Mr. Larry, KK4JBQ. How are you doing tonight, sir?
RYP in the net, KK4JBQ. I am just fine, and I think Donna is getting much better. She had a something in her chest that was clogging up the pipes, I guess, and it was making her miserable. And she's the last 3 days she's gotten plenty of rest, and well, she's moving around a little better. And you know, it's always any little deviation from perfect health is a scare. Especially after, you know, the pandemic. So I'm glad to report that she's showing signs of returning to her normal perky self. KK4JBQ.
4RYP with KK4JBQ. I'm glad that she's feeling a little bit better. I'm sorry she was under the weather for a little bit. That is never any fun for sure. So you make sure to take very good care of her and keep her improving.
And for someone like Donna, who's always on the go, who's involved in so many things in our church and with her Zentangle and such as that, she's always working. And what she says after we have our midday meal, when she says, "I just need to lie down," you know, I can't help but feel a little anxious. But today she had a lot more stamina, and we even watched an extra program. We limited ourselves to about an hour of television a day, and watch things that we have recorded, so we know we're interested. You know, not haphazard, even at that. But anyway, wanted to mention that I truly enjoy every time John is willing to bring us a sky report. I enjoy listening to him and what he has to say. I had no telescope. But I can just imagine what's visible through a good telescope. How it brings you, even though it's using advanced optics, you might say, not the naked eye, brings you close to something that's so, so far away. There's some romance in that, I think. Your conversation tonight about it reminded me that my neighbors, well, they were new neighbors about 4 years ago, they did a lot of planting in the back. And they must have gone through the You know, we live in one of those commune-type places, HOAs, most people call them. And anything you put in the ground around here has to have an okay by the architectural committee. And I guess they got it because, for crying out loud, they have a forest over there. Most of them flowering. And all the hummingbirds, my goodness, they just buzz around. And one at a time, there's a dozen or more. I don't think they put out any feeders at all. They have natural plantings that offer all kinds of flowers for them to stick their little beaks in. They are fun to watch. And, oh well, that's something that in the past we've had feeders that they pay no attention to a sugar water thing when they can have a nice flower, you know, so we don't put out feeders anymore. I have, though, one picture that I really treasure. It's a hummingbird who uncharacteristically is standing still for a picture. He's a little tired, I suppose, and he tiny little thing, the size of a marshmallow, you know, and he's sitting there, and I just couldn't wait to get to the button, and pachunk, and I got it. He's still, he's clear, that is to say, I didn't catch him moving, and I keep it in the kitchen, and look at it quite often, have it in a little frame. I don't know, they're marvelous, unusual. It's sort of like going out and finding yourself a leprechaun or something. It's that rare. Anyhow, I'm just rattling on. Anna, thank you for calling Two Nets tonight. And that's something I've never done, called Two Nets in One Night. Thank you for all that you do for us. And you have yourself a good evening. Say hi to Chad for me. And we hope to talk with you again soon. This is KK4JBQ 73.
KO4RYP and the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Mr. Larry, it's always a pleasure to chat with you. Thank you so much. And that's quite a feat to get a picture of a hummingbird. I'm impressed. So, again, tell Miss Donna I said hello, and I hope she continues to feel better. All right, we're going to pause our RAG 2 portion of the net and see if we have any additional stations wishing to check in. All the way through the alphabet, please call KO4RYP. None heard, so we'll move on to our next station on the stump for RAG 2 tonight, KD4SRR, Mr. Robert down there in the Wild Kingdom. How are you tonight, sir?
Well, you caught me right at the right moment here, KD4SRRs. Just woke up from a power nap, which I also refer to as deep meditation. Things are going well tonight. You were talking about whippoorwills, and up there in those mountains, that can be a bad omen, especially one that's right next to the house. And I guess because they're kind of an elusive bird, you know, you hardly hear them at night, you never see them in the day. That probably led to a lot of elaborating on the mystery of the tiny critter. But it could mean anything. Financial problems, health problems, or the whippoorwill sort of like the siren of the sea. It might try to lead your man astray. He might wander off to the big city, you know, like Greer, or even wind up in Vegas. So go out there and shoo that thing. I mean, don't shoot it, but go out there and shoo that whippoorwill over to your least favorite neighbor, and everything will be all right. On a more serious note, and by the way, I made up the last half of that. That's just, it's all a lie from about 50% of that story. But anyway, an interesting thing happened today. Maybe it's old news, but all of our senatorial and congressional members were offered satellite phones. today. You would think they would already have that kind of cool spy stuff, but what's up with that? The sergeant of whatever he gives out, I guess maybe the sergeant of phones, sergeants of whatever, that dude, I think he bangs the gavel the first time and hands it over to whoever. He also handles phones, and anybody that wanted one that was in commerce got a satellite phone today. So what do they know that you and me kind of wonder about? Are they expecting a foreign attack or domestic unrest from all us grannies and grandpas if our Social Security don't hit the bank June 1st? I think the latter would probably leave Washington totally unrecognizable if they got us mad. So that's about all the foolishness and somewhat true stuff I had to say tonight down here in the Wild Kingdom. And I get to go out here and feed Danny a little bit of sponge cake. I found out dogs like sponge cake, and I do too. And so I'm going to give him a itty-bitty bit of it. That's it from the Wild Kingdom. Y'all have a good night. Y'all here. KD4SRR, back to you. Net control.
RYP and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Mr. Robert, thank you so much for all of your comments. I do appreciate them, and you've given me lots to ponder tonight. But I don't think I'm going to chase away my whippoorwills. Whatever bad omen, I'll just take it. Take the bad with the good. But I love to hear my whippoorwills, so no chasing them away over here. Thanks for stopping by. I hope you have a great evening. All right, any additional stations wishing to check in, please call KO4RYP.
KO4RYP. Here in Whiskey X-ray number 4, Delta Alpha Tango. WX4 DAT, Danny, I'm over here in Gastonia. And I sure do miss listening to Whippoorwills because I ain't heard them in 20 years over here or more. But anyway, 73 and good night and good night.
For RYP and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, I'd like to welcome WX4DAT, Mr. Danny, over in Gastonia. Thanks for stopping by tonight, sir, and I hope that a whippoorwill will come your way so you can hear one, because they are really neat. I appreciate you stopping by tonight. All right, any additional stations wishing to check in, please call KO4RYP. For RYP, have I missed anyone for comments? If so, please call KO4RYP. Just a reminder, we run this net every night at 9 p.m., and we sure would appreciate your check-ins tomorrow night and every night thereafter. Tomorrow night, my husband, Chad, KO4NUE, will be calling the net, and we'll be around for any kind of comments and conversation that you would like to have, so make sure to stop by and check in with him. At this time, I will pause and submit my net report electronically. For RYP, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, with our thanks for checking in. It has been a true blessing to be your net control station tonight. I will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 7-3 and good night.